CEO of Racing New South Wales, Peter Verland, is at the announcement of the $7.5 million Golden Eagle, a combination of hard work between Racing New South Wales and the ATC to be staged on November 2 exclusively for four-year-olds at set weights. And the boys at tab.com.au, can you believe it? They've already got to mark it up with the superstar. The Autumn Sun is the current favourite at $3.50. Graf at $8. Suzanne at $8. Then out to Miss Fabulous at the likes of $11. Roheron at $11. Sunlight the Filly, $11. So, look, I know I'm supposed to encourage betting, but I don't think I'd be betting into that that market yet, all right? I'd keep the powder dry. But it's an exciting concept. We're looking forward to it. It is innovation. It is for a younger audience. It is a new event. It is all about growing the sport. It's a terrific initiative. And to explain even more is Graham Hinton from Racing New South Wales, of course, the COO. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's all happening, mate, isn't it?
It certainly is. There's never a dull moment here, and it's an exciting time for Sydney Racing.
Yeah, how long have you been thinking about this idea, Graham?
Look, when you look at the success of the Everest and how very, very quickly it captured a new audience for racing and certainly captured plenty of interest around the world, we started thinking, well, what else can we do to revitalise the spring in Sydney? It's such a great time to race, and we've landed on what we think is a very, very good outcome.
The thing that surprised me with the Everest, not so much the racing, but the people that were coming to the races, the younger generation, the younger crowd. And I think to take your sport forward, that's what you need to be able to do. And do you expect the Eagle to have the same effect as the Everest has, in particular with the younger people?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. And we'll market it in a similar way, be a little bit disruptive and use social media and new methods of targeting that younger audience.
Mate, I'm wondering whether it's how you see the process of, are you taking on Derby Day in Melbourne, or are you trying to feed off Derby Day in Melbourne?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think what you've got in the spring is the ideal time to race. The footy codes are all finished.
Yep.
Cricket hasn't started yet, and Victoria has had that for quite a long time. We now in Sydney are going to have our own feature races during that time, all the way through October to the start of November.
And the idea of limiting, the fact that it is for four-year-olds exclusively, Graham, the thought process behind that for our listeners and our viewers?
Well, a horse peaks in its ability at four, and that's been proven for quite some time. But there's an absence in the racing calendar for a race for that generation. So we've got a lot of two-year-old races, a lot of three-year-old races, and then they move into open company. The four-year-old concept of the Golden Eagle ensures, well, it certainly encourages horses, fillies and colts and geldings to stay around racing in Australia for longer.
Yeah. It's only been 24 hours, but have you received much interest from overseas trainers and owners about the concept and how they may fit into the equation?
Well, certainly got a lot of publicity in Australia and abroad. I think it was an interesting comment that Chris Roots had an article this morning where Max Whitby, one of the Everest slot holders, mentioned, look, he might look for a Northern Hemisphere three-year-old to come and race in the Everest and then go on to the Golden Eagle as part of its progression. So there's certainly those conversations are starting.
Well, I guess those, recent last two Melbourne Cups have been, rekindling and cross-counter, and they've been, Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds, Graham?
Yeah, that's right, but it's quite a
different race, and this is set weights, and that's a handicap, so they get in light and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
That's right, and not our objective, really, to attract an international horse. We're trying to keep the Australian horses that otherwise might get sold into Asia, racing here, so we can build their profiles and have more stars at the turf.
Good point.
Yeah. And it wasn't all about the Eagle yesterday. There was another race, the Bondi Stakes.
Yeah, that's right. We've always got plenty of tricks up our sleeve. We've now instituted the Bondi Stakes, which will be for three-year-olds at Randwick. And then we've increased the prize money for the Golden Gift for two-year-olds, which will run on the 9th of November, which is sort of the end of our spring carnival as well.
Well, it's now the end of our spring carnival, isn't it, Graham? Because all the dates are sort of changing. You know, when we say the end of our spring carnival, we're normally talking like 3 weeks earlier than that. So the Bondi Stakes is $1 million. That's over the mile. That's October 26th, which is Cox Plate Day. Then that Golden Gift you're talking about for the two-year-olds, that's going to be... So they'll stay... The hope is they'll stay and work a little bit longer, isn't it? for the Golden Gift, which will be on November 9, which should that'll be the final day of the Melbourne Carnival, which will be the final day of our carnival now.
That's exactly right. And with the two-year-olds, it's a little hit and miss with them. They come into work, they get shin sore. So having multiple options for them to target feature races will give more of them an opportunity to win the enormous prize money.
When's the next big announcement, Graeme?
Oh, geez, Laurie, how much more do you want?
Well, I think they're on a mission. I think they're on a mission. I think it's going to keep going.
Yeah, we're not resting on our laurels, and we're keen to get the Golden Eagle off to a flying start, pun intended, and then we'll work forward from there.
Graeme, the $5 million bonus, I don't know whether we've chatted about that. It would be quite extraordinary. So can you go through that? That's the slipper, the golden rose, and then the eagle. Sounds easy.
Yeah, it certainly won't be easy, but it's an incentive to aim high. You know, you've got to be the best two-year-old, three-year-old, and four-year-old of your generation. And that's why we put such a big price tag at the end of it. But, you know, you look back at a horse like Piero, if he'd been aimed at it, may very well have been able to achieve it.
I'd love to be in the predicament, Graeme, where I'm thinking I've got a stallion that will I go to starter while I keep racing for the Golden Eagle. It'd be a nice thought to have.
Exactly. And look at a horse like Trapeze Artist that had all the offers in the world to retire after it won the All-Age Stakes as a three-year-old and knocked them back to run in the Everest. Yeah. So it does happen and will happen, but even more so for the fillies or those horses that aren't, you know, set to be the superstar stallion, they might get sold to Asia.
Sure.
Now they have more to target here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And the reasoning behind Rose Hill and not Randwick?
Yeah.
Well, Randwick has quite a significant spring carnival already, and it's got even more of a revamp, but Rose Hill lacked a little bit in that feature event. So this now gives Rose Hill its own very, very high-profile race, the third richest race on turf in the world, and a chance to reinvigorate racing in Western Sydney.
And I guess the 1,500 metres will allow some sprinters maybe to get stretched out compared to the mile at Randwick?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a tough mile at Randwick.
So oh, yeah.
It's a big difference between 1,500 at Rose Hill and a mile at Randwick. So we would like to see a few Everest contenders or Sydney Stakes contenders roll on into the Golden Eagle.
Now our listeners in Port Macquarie, Graeme, they want to know if everyone's been to the Golden Eagle Chinese restaurant in Port Macquarie.
I'm not sure if we have. When you Google it, there's quite a few around. Actually, it's quite a common name for a Chinese joint.
Good on you, Graeme. Terrific initiative, mate. Full support here. And we thank you so much for your time on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the support.